Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
all aboard the new music train. Hey there, this is Jim. Patrick Foster is off today. You have just me, so it's up to you whether you want to stick with this or not. This show is Rockin' the Suburbs. It is a music conversation show, although I guess with one person it may be difficult to have a conversation. I guess I'm conversing with you peoples, the beautiful audience, and I enjoy that very much. Okay, it's new music time. My calendar says this is the month of May, which means we're going to look at some quality new releases from April. But before we do that, first I want to give another plug yet for Suburbs Fest. I hope you're coming out to Rockford, Illinois. We are going to rock Rockford with Suburbs Fest. Three nights of entertainment and just general good vibes with the Rock and the Suburbs community. You will want to be there. It is June 20th through the 22nd in the Rockford area. We'll actually be convening in a suburb of Rockford called McChesney Park at Pig Minds Brewing, and get all the information at suburbspod.com/fest. You really want to go. I'm telling you really want to go. Of all the places that you could be around the world, June 20th through the 22nd, there won't be a better place than Pig Minds Brewing. I'm telling you right now. So if you miss out, that's on you. All right. We're going to kick off April new music here with a jam. I love a good jam, don't you? All right. This is a guy, an R&B singer out of St. Louis. His name is Jordan Ward, and this song is called Player 2. There you go, Jordan Ward with Player 2. Now, that song is a single. Jordan Ward has one album to his credit at this point in time. That came out in 2023, and it was called Forward. This is a new single. It is from the soundtrack of a movie called Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, which I believe is an old movie, now remade. So, you can watch that or not. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't affect the quality of this song. That song is a jam, as I mentioned. So there you go. All right. Now, totally different feeling here. We're going to turn to the singer-songwriter Will Hoag. I know many members of the Suburbs Pod community are fans of Will Hoag, including one Adam Koop, who on episode 411 of this podcast joined us and talked extensively about his love of Will Hoag's music. I finally got the chance to see Will Hoag live back in March. A little club here in Northern Virginia called Jam and Java, which is an awesome place and actually I'm going to mention real quickly here, we're going to be doing a live event at Jam and Java on August 11th. When I mean me and Patrick Foster, Rock in the Suburbs, we're going to have some live music and do some interviews and so on and so forth. There's going to be details coming up on that soon, August 11th. But anyway, getting back to Will Hoag, back in March, went with my friend Tim Hoffman, and we saw Will, and Tim has seen him a few times, I think, and one of his friends who was also there has seen Will Hoag many times, and I came to learn that it is not uncommon for folks in the audience at a Will Hoag show to brag about having seen him, you know, 30 times or things like that, right? It's sort of Springsteen-esque in that regard. I was a newbie, and man, I got to tell you, it was a hell of a show. Super impressed. At this show, he played some songs off of his new album, which at the time had not yet been released because it came out in April. This show was in March. April, new album comes out. It's called Tender Hearted Boys. And I'm going to play a song from that album. Now, I believe this song was an advanced single, but I'm counting it as April new music because it's on the album released in April, which I got a copy of at the show in March. They were for sale at the show, although not for sale to the general public. Anyway, I'm still counting this all as April new music. Here is the song. It is much different from the first song we heard in this episode. It is called End of the World.
It's quiet in the kitchen, the bills are all stacked. High enough on the table to break a working man's back. Mama and daddy don't talk anymore, and the TV keeps on saying that we're going to war. So maybe I could call you on Saturday night. We can go out and act like everything is alright. 'Cause if it's the end of the world, there's really nothing else I could do. If it's the end of the world, I just wanna spend it with you. Like we're all on the brink of some damn disaster. We could all use a shrink. With all the bullets and bullshit, big money and lies, the good old boys afraid to even open their eyes. They tell me the blue skies are fading. When I'm with you, it kind of feels like everything is okay. And if it's the end of the world, there's really nothing else I could do. If it's the end of the world.
There you go, Will Hoag, End of the World. All right, let's pick things up here a little bit. This is a rock and roll song for sure. In fact, I would describe it as muscular rock. This band is called Wonder Horse, or because of the spelling of WUNDERHORSE. Maybe it's Wunder Horse. I don't know. I need to get a ruling there from Harris King. The song is called Midas. As I mentioned, this is just some good, good rock and roll.
The voices of the sea came crawling on the telephone. Some river in a chest bought in a nursery rhyme. I heard the rattlesnake shaking in his invitation on the whites of his knuckles on the other end of the line. Midas, yeah, Midas, yeah.
And there you go. That song, Midas, is a new single from the band Wunderhorse. They released their debut album in 2022, and that was called Cub. They're an English band. I forgot to mention that. And this is a new single, but I don't know if there's any word yet on a new album from that band. So you be on the lookout for new music from Wunderhorse. All right. All right, we're going to close out things here with a cover, a new cover of an old song. Get to that in a moment. As I mentioned, go to suburbspod.com/fest for information on Suburbs Fest. We really, really want to see you there. And I'm looking forward to all the new music picks from April from all of the Suburbs Pod community, really. I don't know what you picked. I hope I didn't step on any toes here. All right. On behalf of Patrick Foster, on behalf of Shadow, and I want to give a shout out to Scott Isom, who I loved his Perfect Pop picks from last week, and I loved that he always mentions Shadow in his recordings, his messages to our podcast. So on behalf of Patrick Foster, on behalf of Shadow, thank you very much for listening to this show. It is Rock in the Suburbs. I am Jim Lenihan. This is a cover of a Talking Heads song from an upcoming tribute album called, take a deep breath here, Everyone's Getting Involved, a tribute to Talking Heads' Stop Making Sense. All right. There are many artists on this tribute album, including The National, Lord, Toro y Moi, Miley Cyrus, Paramore, and many others, including this Norwegian singer-songwriter who goes by Girl in Red, and this is her cover of Girlfriend is Better, and we'll talk to you all later.
I got a girlfriend that's better than that. She has the smoke in her eyes.
Choo-choo, baby.